Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Oh, wow.
Easy.
Are you okay?
Yes.
Perfect. That's it. It's so simple. Today's one is all about helping your friend. Not helping with the labour necessarily.
No. Or watching.
Ideally don't.
Welcome to Nobody Panic.
Welcome to Nobody Panic.
I'm Stevie. Tess is over there.
I'm here. Welcome.
Welcome.
Today's one is all about being a good friend to your friend who's a first-time mum.
When I suggested this, I was like... Well, I don't know, maybe we're too young to do this sort of thing. It's like, people have been having babies for 10 years by this point, easily. And comfortably. Obviously longer, 20 years for some people.
It's if you yourself don't have kids and your friends suddenly start doing it.
Sex.
What are you doing? Then the babies start arriving and you're, listen, I haven't been... Since we've asked this question to the internet, I've also put it on my school WhatsApp thread where only... three of us don't have any babies in this large group. And there was a tidal wave of suggestions and ideas and things that were helpful and useful. And me and the two others messaged each other being like, I see that none of our gifts are coming up as things that were helpful.
Same.
And actually, one person put an antique hot air balloon that hangs from the ceiling.
So that was what she wanted
decorative,
a friend to bring.
Well, no, she put that and then the entire group started going, ha, 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 can you fucking imagine? And
right.
Then after several people laughing, I had to be like, that is what I bought her. So could we, if we could all rein it in a bit.
That's what you bought. That's what you thought would be most helpful.
I didn't think it would be helpful. I thought it would be a nice gift for baby.
I think it is nice. Did the baby go in the air balloon?
No, it's purely decorative for the nursery.
Right.
All my gifts, it has been clear, have been something that like... a Victorian dowager might bring.
Understood.
You know, I'm
understood.
Bringing tartan pajamas.
That's
I'm bringing
nice.
Adorable little... Yeah, but they just shit themselves. I think now that I've been closer to the babies, I think maybe all my sort of cashmere pieces, parents have been like, thank you, fuck you. Like, what is this?
Yes. I feel, just to make you feel better, that a lot of it will be just a real thank you for thinking of me.
I think so too.
Know?
And I, having been... through the quite humbling experience of all my friends naming all the things that they really needed and none of them being anything even close to what I got them.
Yes.
I made a little note to myself that maybe our first tip here is like, don't worry about the things that you've already done in the past. You know?
Yes.
Like, you brought a lovely gift. Like
a hot air balloon.
You bought a hot air balloon for baby.
It's absolutely bad.
Okay, I would like to share some context.
I bet it's really pretty. It's not mad. It just sounds funny when you say it. My friend had just given birth, so I bought her an antique Victorian hot air balloon. But I can understand when I visualise it, what I'm saying. What
can
I'm saying
I share
is,
the
lovely.
Context?
Of course you
For
can.
My 21st birthday, this friend bought me this same balloon.
Oh, that's a lovely gift
from
then.
From this shop from where I went to school that sold just like absolute nonsense.
Of course.
Right up my alley. Mm-hmm. I love everything in there. And... I remember the balloon being like, when I got it, being like, what the hell does this do? And like, do you light it? Like, what is it? Like, does it fly? Like, what's the point of it? And then I put it on the ceiling. I was like, enchanting. I absolutely love it.
Okay, great.
And that remains alone with nothing else on my bedroom ceiling at my parents'.
Well, that's nice.
So then I bought it and I wrote to the baby and I said, welcome to the world. Your mum got me this.
This is a lovely gift. But you nonetheless, down.
The screaming with which it was greeted on the thread.
When said out of context, sounds mad.
I think, yeah.
It's got a lovely bit of sentimentality there. It's got history. It's got context. I'd say that is top tier gift because you've obviously thought about it and the person receiving it goes, oh, yes. Within the narrative of our friendship and our gift giving.
And another bonus for me.
I mean, bonuses.
No, sorry, just to say she was about 6 months old. So it wasn't like I arrived fresh from the hospital.
There's, in the hospital, in giving, the hospital handing
there's
her
like blood everywhere.
Balloon.
And I'm like, and now the vintage balloon. Being like, not the time, actually. Well, not the time.
There's much to discuss.
Before we dive in, shall we do our adult thing of the week?
Let's do our most adult thing we've done this week. Mine's very vulnerable, so I'm going to go first.
Please.
Okay, so I have, over the last couple of years, while I was living in London, because I've moved out of London, the woman near me who walks her dog with my dog is in like an aesthetician, like does like all that stuff, like fillers and Botox and stuff.
Fantastic.
And I've been like, no. But what I did do was I did microneedling. Mm. So it's like a very intense exfoliation thing you do every month. Maybe for like a few, 24 hours later, your face looks a bit red and then you're fine. And it's the idea is it stimulates collagen or some shit. And she would give me a really nice cut price. She was really good. She's trained. She's great. I moved out of London. And then she was like, like lots of people do microneedling at home. I could give you all the stuff, the sterilized stuff and this tutorial. If you follow it completely and you do it really, really gently, absolutely fine. I did it and my entire face like blew up. And it was one of the most upsetting experiences of my life. So my adult thing is don't do microneedling at home because there's lots of stuff on the internet and TikTok I've noticed being like, it's so easy to do. And I'm telling you, don't, because you can, I haven't, thank God. But if I'd have done a bit more, I would have essentially irreversibly damaged my face. I had these like huge red welts all over, and you can still see it. Like I've still got, it will.
I wonder what the cap was
this
about.
This will heal, but I've got like, and here is fine, but I've had an allergic reaction to something. So I've got so much makeup on here, it looks like very closely like I'm wearing, I've got a beard. So look, and there's nothing more humbling than like, doing something so unnecessary to your own face and being like, it hurts. You're like, why did you do that? Simply pay a professional. So I messaged her and she was like, okay, look, lots of my clients do it at home. It's a really easy thing to do. Maybe you shouldn't. Maybe you did it too much. So I'm going back to her now. And I'm just saying that if you're interested, like lots of people talk about it and lots of people are like, oh, microneedling, like, don't cut corners in the way that I did. It's not worth it. So there we go. It's an educational one.
That's really good.
For the people of Britain.
A very fancy lawyer once said to me, and I hope I get this correct, never be what you can hire.
Oh, Jesus.
Right?
It's all right if you're a lawyer, but it was quite expensive.
That's the thing. But then she was like, that's what I said. And I was like, and she was like, no, you do the things that there's nobody else that you can possibly hire because you're so good at doing them. But anything else that you can hire, do hire. Once people like have spent a year doing a qualification for something, let them.
Yeah.
Let them.
Simply let them.
Simply let them. You know?
Oh, God.
Simply let them.
Okay, what's
mine
yours?
Is actually inspired by our Johnny Sweet episode about how to write a complaint letter.
Lovely.
And I wrote a complaint letter to the dentist.
Did you?
I did. I have marvellous work, marvellous treatment.
Oh, that's very nice that you wrote
a complaint
letter.
And I thought, fuck you, I shall complain. No, they were excellent. But on my second to last session, because it was quite a confusing payment system where you basically like paid in advance for the treatment. And on my second to last one, she was like, and I was like, and is that the end of the bulk of the money? And she was like, yes, that's it now. And then you'll just have to pay for this small amount for this. And I was like, grand, that's perfect. And then when I left my final one, there was a bit of a hoorah about like what the price was. And then they were like, I think we've all got this wrong. We'll email you. And I was like, no problem. And then they sent me a huge bill.
Oh, no.
And I was like, no, actually. And I had a real thing of being like, no, thank you. I understand that dentistry is expensive and that you run this nice place, I've received lovely treatment, but you can't actually do that to people and just think that it's okay just to say, actually, the bill's this.
Yeah, you've got to tell people in advance.
You know, and you were active. We had a whole discussion about it and you actively said, no, you're done. There's no more payment.
Mm.
And then there was. And I was quite put out and I thought about it and I thought about what we talked about being like, what do I actually want here? And what I want
to not pay the bill. You've got a very clear directive.
But ultimately, I did have the work.
Yes, but they did. But they specifically told you one amount, and then they changed it. Mm. Like, that's not good. Like, that is not good
practice.
It's not good.
It's not good practice, and it wasn't fair. And but I did understand that, like, having read through, I was like, you have done all those things, and it does feel like you can't undo them to my teeth.
True.
But I did. It felt more like a principal thing of I just wanted them to know actually, and they didn't reply.
Great.
I'm going to send a follow-up email.
You should.
But it really, I felt good just saying it.
I think that's very important.
And as a result, I haven't had to tell anyone or think about it, but I did want it to be acknowledged, to being like, we've had this thing, let's all be careful in the future.
Yeah.
And everyone be like, and then people to say, and I can see that she's upset, but isn't she polite?
Yes. Well, that's the best complaint letter I've ever had.
I've ever read. Great. Yours in anticipation, Miss T. Coates, Esquire. No, but I did put yours in anticipation.
Oh, that's exciting.
Which we learned from Johnny.
That we did learn from Johnny.
But I have been anticipating and
there's
nothing.
Simply
not. Simply nothing. Anyway, well.
Talking of anticipation.
So would you say your new, this is happening in the last, when's this begun for you, the tidal wave?
Later than you, because you have a lot of, you're still friends with a lot of people from school, aren't you? And so they've had
2020,
kids.
I would say it began. And right. The first one we were like, what? And then suddenly everyone was like, and me actually. And then and now some people have two.
This is great.
Two whole humans.
Two whole humans. So yeah, much later, I think because a lot of my friends are in the arts.
Yes. And you think it comes with a lack of stability and less of a...
Possibly. Yeah. I don't really know. My friends who are in the arts, I think I've got three friends now who have kids and they all sort of had them when they were like 36, 37 is when they got pregnant. Mm-hmm. Some 38, 140. I'm not really very good friends with lots of people from school, but I can see and just sense in the air. No, I can see through social media and through the odd bit of contact that lots of them have children, because I think you've got a stable job. You've got, room for promotion. You've bought a house. You're married. It's like, well, there we go. You're all set up. Whereas if you're like, I'm still a lodger in an old person's house and I don't have any money, it's quite hard to plan for a baby. So I'd say the first friend that had a baby was in 2020, but she's older and also like, she's a good friend, but I don't see her loads. Then the second one, I do see loads. And she's been quite interesting because she's been like, it's been quite cool watching her from afar because I see her a lot gigging and stuff and it's almost like she doesn't have a bed. Like, she's so chill about it. But then my partner stayed with her in Edinburgh and like her son stayed for like a week and it was like, oh wow, this is really intense. Like, to try and balance everything for her, like, it's quite a lot. But she's really cool with it. She still works a lot and her partner also stays at home a lot. So for some reason, it just felt like a novel thing. Oh, she's had a baby. Mm. And then a really close friend just had a baby about 2 months ago. And that was the first friend that I was like, oh, wow. Okay. Because she was quite like, I'm not sure. It's too easy to go, well, she's got friends who are mums, because her two best friends are like mums. And I don't really have anything to do or offer or help. And it was like, no, that's the opposite of what I think. If you want to maintain a relationship with your friend, that's like the opposite of what you do. And also as well, I think it'd be quite nice as someone who's child-free and also might not have kids. It's probable that I won't. I've read this really nice phrase that was like, regardless of whether you become a mum or not, you can still be part of the village. Like, it takes a village to raise a child. And I really liked that. I was like, but then my first reaction was like, I can't become part of the village because I don't know what to do. I've got this hot air balloon and a hammer. Do you want that? Like, I don't know. And like, then I thought we'd do this episode and then I asked for some advice. And actually, I asked for it on Instagram and you probably had the same with your WhatsApp thing. There was huge themes that came up again and again and again. And it was really like, oh, this is doable.
This is doable. Yeah. And I think you speak to a big worry, which is like, oh, they've been through this enormous experience now. Famously, the one that's described as like the biggest one.
Sure.
It's the one.
I think it's the one, yeah.
And
well, death is probably the one.
But then you can't have a chat.
Oh, you can't.
Once they've been through that.
True, yeah.
You know, so they've been through the only one that
the other one, the opposite.
The opposite of that. They've been through this famously traumatic and very intense, and there's so many emotions and hormones and like stuff. And then you just show up with your hot air balloon. Yeah. And you know, you're
like, I've done microneedling. And you're, I was like, what the fuck are you talking
fuck
about?
Off with your microneedling. My vagina's been split to my arsehole, yeah. You know, like, you're like,
microneedle this.
Microneedle this, you dickhead. Exactly. Like, you know, or you show up with your little cashmere coat from Harrods or something. They're like, this is for a 4-year-old. And you're like, I don't know what a baby is. Like,
is it not 4 already?
What can it do? You know, and it can feel like I'm not well. Not I'm not welcome here, but like I'm going to put my foot in it, or I'm going to say the wrong thing, or I'm just not helpful.
I'll be a hindrance.
They need, you know, like they so much need the people who are already waiting on this side of the gate for them to be like,
which they absolutely do.
Yeah, and it's but you must. I think it's not healthy or helpful for you to be like, okay, not me. Then I'll just
yes. You know. So I'm in a WhatsApp group with that first friend I told you about who had a baby a while back.
Mm-hmm.
And my new friend who's just had a baby, as in my new mum friend. And there's 3 of us. And when she said she was pregnant, her and my other friend were like chatting. Mm. And I was like, oh, that's so interesting. And then immediately they were like, oh, sorry, it's boring. And I was like, no. And I literally said in capitals, no, this is good for research. Keep going.
Yeah.
And then they didn't. And that group has died. And I now speak to both of them separately. And I think they just sort of needed to chat to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously she's going through these things that I obviously can't be like, well, yes, of course, classic second trimester. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, and she does, and also crucially, she doesn't want to bore me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's two people. I think it's very easy for the person in my situation to go like, oh, you know, like, oh, I don't know. But also the new mum or the mum-to-be feels suddenly like, oh, I don't want to bore the person who isn't a mom.
It's such an odd thing because so many of my friends were like, oh, sorry for the baby spam. I'm like,
it's fascinating.
It's fascinating. B, it's fucking adorable.
Yeah.
And C, why have you suddenly now decided your life is boring when it's objectively very interesting?
Yeah.
There were periods of your life when I had to hear about that guy from work fancied a bit.
That's such a good point.
I heard about him for 8 months
yes.
and nothing happened. At no point did you ever say like, sorry for the Jeremy spam.
Yeah.
You just were like, okay, today he's wearing the same clothes that I was wearing yesterday. Do you think that's a clue? I was like, no, I don't think that's a clue. Like, you know, like, sorry.
It's not called a jumper.
You were so invested in so many things in their life. Why do you think this bit? And I think it's because we have this big sort of like, oh, mums are boring and they, you know, they only want to talk about babies and like, and like, I think everyone's just overcorrected too far in the opposite direction and we should all just plow through.
Absolutely.
We are not worrying about any hot air balloons and or cashmere coats from the past.
No.
We're thinking, hey, we were just trying to create the bond. We were doing our best.
Mm.
And we are plowing ahead, being like, I'm still a friend and I still can be here and be as helpful as I can.
Mm.
No, I don't personally know about any of the things you're describing, but I'm ready to listen. Let's roll out some suggestions.
Question. Did you feel, so when I asked, basically 1 in 2 responses was food.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, food, please. Reheatable meals, snacks, nice food, nice chocolates, voucher for food, a semi-nutritious cooked meal that could just be banged in the oven. Food to be consumed. Food.
Yeah.
Lasagna, flapjacks. I was like, wow, okay. So that's something. When my friend got pregnant, the last two, I think I've dropped the ball with the first one because I was just so surprised. The last two friends, I've got them like Deliveroo vouchers, like £50 so you can like really like go for it and have as many as like, because it was like that those first few weeks. But quite a lot of people saying that, like, obviously those first few weeks, crazy, crazy, crazy. But then like the first like 4 years, crazy, crazy, crazy. Like,
yeah.
So maybe like pick up in about 6 months' time and go around with some food.
That is exactly what several people relentlessly discussed frozen cookie dough balls.
This is doable.
Yeah. So they were like those, please, the superfood ones with dates, nuts, seeds that look a bit like a bird food, things
so
that go
specific.
In the freezer.
Bird food, please.
The things that are like freezable cookie dough that you could be like, and now I have a hot cookie.
Yeah.
But people were like, yeah, lots of people come around in those first few weeks. But in the first few weeks, you're so full of like hormones and like you're so blissed out and you're possibly like still on drugs and stuff. Mm. And then those first 2 weeks as well, depending on what's the co-parenting situation, and it might be no parenting situation, they might be doing it totally alone. But if there is somebody else there, maybe their leave from work, you know, is only the 2 weeks officially.
Mm.
So now there's that point where like the partner goes back to work. Mum's now on her own, the classic dip. And so it's like, don't come in those, you know, be there to be like, and now I'm here, you know, and yeah. they're like, so come a few months later or whatever.
Yeah, like, when all the dust settles and it's like all the novelty, almost like the novelty's wears worn off. And you're like, so now it's just this, is it?
Yeah.
I just get something to suckle on my teat yeah. every 2 hours for the rest of my life.
Yeah. like, it's no. just me and you, is it? And you can't even talk.
Yeah. yeah. Boring. Yeah, so examples of what I'll be like as a
exactly.
mother.
Exactly. So that would be, a lot of people were mentioning like that would be a lovely time.
Oh, great. Well, arrive. I've smashed it then.
Yeah, perfect.
3 months in, and I felt so bad. But
no,
actually,
don't feel bad. You're doing the perfect thing. You're arriving.
Other thing was, so if you're doing the co-parenting thing and you've got like shifts, for example, obviously every baby is different. Every way that you parent is different. In my friend's case, they do like, they have shifts in the night. She always takes like the late shift. Her partner takes the other shift and then they might like switch. While it's his shift, she's trying to get a good sleep, but like she can't because obviously she's so aware of every noise that is occurring in case, because your body's just obviously going like danger all the time.
Yeah.
So good, nice pair of earplugs. There's a brand called Loop that are really cool and also good. And you can still kind of hear if there's like, isn't that like you're completely dead to the world, but it softens everything to the extent where you can sleep. And she was like, that would be ideal because then I can like go into my own little world and get the sleep that I need. Because I think sleeplessness can send people completely wild.
Well,
you know?
It's a form of torture.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're all just like, ha, not getting any sleep. Be like, uh-huh.
yeah, that's quite bad.
Yeah, that's a lovely idea.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I'm just reading out. Someone sent me a mini freezer full of ice cream and I couldn't have been happier.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Hello.
That's great.
That feels achievable, yeah. Right? We didn't have to make anything there.
Yeah.
I think the sort of the breastfeeding, that just how incredibly like draining that is as a thing.
Yeah.
And how much you just want like any, not have to do any effort, but just like put something in you, put something in baby in a full circle.
Yeah.
A friend showed a sort of hydration thing next to the bed and was like this. And
what's
I was
that?
Like, right?
Hospital
and
thing.
He was like, no, it's a hydration thing. Like people who might go hiking, you know, have over in the tube.
Oh, and they just so
you, just so you, like when you sit
it,
there at night.
Tube in the mouth. It sounds like from, as in like you, like a straw.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like what we're talking about is like some sort of like package and there's a tube that goes into your wrist, you know, like
yeah.
Germany,
oh, an intravenous drip, but it's just straight into your mouth basically.
Great.
And it's just a way of you like hydrating without having to constantly go and get another glass of water.
You used to put wine in it and run around uni drinking it.
Now we're talking.
Yeah,
you
that,
remember?
But
one
with
of
water.
Those.
Because we're a little bit more together now.
yeah. Exactly that.
If I may, an abstract one, which I really like.
Yeah.
This don't cost a thing. Hot gossip. In fact, so like about 10 people said good quality in brackets adult gossip.
Yeah.
Like, they want to know about, because obviously I feel this strongly because everyone I know who has had a baby has made comments of the ilk of like, oh, you're going to that party? Oh, well, I don't have a life, so it'd be really, and you're like, I know that that's not them saying like, I don't like the choice I've made. That's just them being like, I wish I could go please, and see the goss. Yeah. So you are now, you have to bring the dispatches.
My friend had one baby in lockdown.
Yes.
And so was like, go with God. There are no parties to go to anyway.
Fine.
C'est la vie. Then second baby, she was so excited to be like, baby in the papoose, or we're going to the party.
Yes.
But then baby is so nice, smiley, easy baby, but
does not like parties.
No, he has something on his butt. And he can't, he has to have it changed every 2 hours.
Poor baby.
Poor baby. He's been so brave with it. Oh. So she's like, I'm housebound.
With my butt baby.
With my butt baby. And, and so she had all these dreams for going to parties. And so then over the Christmas period, when she was just like so bummed out, I was in charge of, we were on a WhatsApp group with some other people, and we were all in charge of messaging to say how shit the parties were.
So good. So useful. But,
like, updating on the hot gossip, who's what, what's here, and then be like, you've missed nothing. This is a shit party. X, Y, Z, this is happening. And then she was like, truly, this is wonderful.
This is helpful. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Become stocked up with your goss.
Oh, alcohol. So that's one that apparently lots of people say, because obviously when you're pregnant, you don't drink. But there's a lot of people who are like, well, I'd love a glass of wine. Now I've spent a year not drinking. And so quite a lot of people were saying, like, it would be nice for people to bring a bottle of wine, because I never think to get it when I'm getting nappies. Like, nappies and wine, getting that from Morrison's doesn't feel particularly good at the same time. Whereas it's something that you would often not buy yourself, but actually it feels nice. And it feels like they're kind of like acknowledging that you're still cool, and you can have a lovely glass of wine with, you know, why not? If you're not breastfeeding, I imagine. Is breastfeeding when you've had a wine?
No, you can definitely drink and breastfeed.
Great.
Not heavily, I imagine.
yeah.
But you definitely can drink. I think maybe if the listeners are nervous about getting it right,
yes,
maybe not actual hamper, but large tote, and then arriving with a sort of hall video-esque experience of being like, I got you these. And if their face is like, and then it's like, I got you. And then, like, when they light up, be like, okay, useful. Okay, good to know.
Next time, it's just going to be them in the tote.
Okay, good to know. And you know what? It won't be this hot air balloon, you know, or whatever.
No, it will be.
It will be the hot air balloon. Yeah. Or just like, you know, so like treats, bits, crisps, people mentioning dried mangoes.
Hydrogel breast discs. There's some words that, as someone who's not done okay, that, so I, no fucking idea what you're talking about.
Here's my suggestion with some of those.
Yeah.
I think that's maybe not for us.
No, it's not for us. It's for your friend.
You know,
you turn up with like breast sticks on. Do you want to watch me put that on? Is that what you want? I'm joking.
I think like,
but
don't
why
you think,
not? Don't you think in your hamper just for a bit of fun? Because what if they
what
do
if they
work?
Are right? Okay, okay.
And also that is a common thing. I feel like you should work out if you're going to buy something like that. I think I'm right in saying, know whether your friend is breastfeeding or not, because
sure.
I know that I've heard this is a very, very thorny topic. So many things are thorny topics. I feel so sorry for new mums at the moment, because there's just so many like fads and looking and judgment and stuff. But like, I know that people who don't breastfeed or can't breastfeed, or for whatever reason the baby hasn't latched on, whatever, there can be like some people can feel a bit shamed about that, or I don't know.
So
if they've gone through this like hell with breastfeeding, and you're like, I want to buy these breast discs for your boobies, and they're like, I can't, and then like, you maybe don't. So, but if they've said, which I think every friend who's got pregnant has, within about five exchanges, been like, my nipples are like raspberries. Like, then be like, oh, great, hydrogel breast discs.
Yes.
For a bit of fun. And also, it can be a bit of a like, I don't know.
That's the thing. I've come full circle there. I've done, and I even said this as the actual tip of being like, don't be worried that you're not welcome and you can't say the things. Why not?
Why
I've brought
not?
These hydro gel discs.
I'm going to watch you put them on.
And I'm trying. I'm here and I'm showing up with the things. Yeah. Okay. That's nice. A lot of thing that came up a lot was time. Just like,
bring them the gift of time.
The gift of time.
Okay.
Be like, I'm here for an undisclosed amount of time now. I'm not rushing anywhere.
Great.
I will hold the baby. I will unload the dishwasher. I will do your laundry. I am here. I'm bringing gossip. I'm bits. I'm just,
it's nice.
I'm here, and it's not like, oh, we have to be fun for 45 minutes. It's like, I'm here and I'm not going anywhere. But also, if you need me to leave, I will. But like, I'm here and I'm, and then several people mentioned a relentless enthusiasm to hear the birth story in excessive detail.
I can't believe that they felt that needed to be a tip.
Right.
Because who is not wanting to know that shit? I'm desperate.
Right.
I'm so scared I'm going to go there and ask her and she's not going to want to tell me because it's been ages, or she'll have forgotten some of the hot deets. Like, I got to know this.
Well, if she's forgotten the hot deets, that's probably for the best.
No, I'm getting in.
Okay, don't make her relive it.
No, I'm making her relive it.
I think.
No, I'm absolutely fascinated. I'm fascinated with all of the ongoing things, like the stuff that the reason why she feels like it would be boring is the exact things that I want to know. Like, oh, like my friend who's like, when she was saying like, you can't pump your milk too much because every time you pump, your brain obviously doesn't know it's a pump. So it thinks the baby's feeding. So it goes, wow, the baby's feeding a lot. So then just produces more milk. So like you actually have to like balance how much you pump. It's like, Jesus, this is the stuff. This is fascinating. And so like, absolutely. I obviously don't mean if your friend is like, if you ask like, so how was the birth? And she looks into middle distance and goes, don't. Then obviously move on.
No pushing. But if they're,
no pushing, that's a good point.
No, famously. And then she's reliving it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, don't say the word push.
A lot of people putting an insatiable desire to hear about it and appear interested in hearing about birth and sleep. You know?
Yes, yes.
Like, be like, yes, please tell me.
How they're sleeping. How are you sleeping?
Yes, I'd love to hear about it.
Yes.
And anytime, again, a bit like sort of like, sorry for the baby spam. Anytime, I think you'll be able to judge the general tone of whether they're like, I don't want to talk about it, or if they're like, oh no, it's boring. And you're like,
yes. Whenever anyone says, oh no, it's boring, that's when you actually, it's those topics that you should push almost the most.
Mm.
If they have a dog, offer to dog walk. Because often when you've got a baby and you've also got a dog, the dog or the pets, it can be very, very difficult because your relationship kind of changes with the pets because suddenly
absolutely.
You've got this baby that is, you know, demanding all of your time. So that could be helpful too.
That is such a good one. That's such a good one. Please just unload the dishwasher.
Yeah, so many unload the dishwasher. And also when you go around, if you do like eat and stuff, just don't ask, just start doing the dishes.
Yes. And just arriving not with a sort of like, what can I do to help? Because the person is like, please, please don't ask this of me. Yeah. But just arriving and beginning the hot goss and the dishwasher's being unloaded or loaded or whatever we're doing here.
Yeah.
Other people were saying about vouchers for cleaners.
Cleaning is,
you know,
a thing.
Felt conflicted about friends donning rubber gloves, but would have appreciated just somebody coming just to get things in order a bit.
That's nice because, yeah, I felt the same. There's people saying like, you know, just come around and just do the laundry and stuff. And honestly, for some reason, if somebody went into my laundry basket, I'd immediately collapse.
Yeah. Oh my God.
The thought of that makes me feel sick.
But I think,
I don't know why. It's not like I shit myself.
No, I know. No. It's such a private thing. It's such a private thing, isn't it? The laundry basket.
Yeah.
Don't go in there.
Like, is it what's too bad with laundry? You know, I'm like, I always have this thing. This was me like, oh my God. It's like, no, it's just.
Yeah. But I think maybe it's like folding.
Folding already clean laundry.
Clean clothes. That's easy.
Yeah,
you
that's
know,
true.
Rather than rootling around.
Yeah, rootling
being like, you're a filthy, filthy girl.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Don't look upon me. A couple of people saying anything that was for me and not for the baby.
Which
I think is
nice.
Interesting because I definitely have done only baby.
Yeah, of course.
I've done a lot of welcome to the world.
Yeah, well, when I said alcohol before, that was for baby as well.
Yeah, no, that's a great one. Several people did say no flowers, thank you.
Yeah.
Which I think is probably right, of being like, that's too much admin.
For anyone who's not a long-time listener, I hate being bought flowers because they'll die. And it's not a joke, it's actually, I get very down.
Very down.
It's quite a few things that we've had. And there was something, what was it? Oh yeah, when like there's a sympathy thing and when like some like a bereavement. Mm. You don't need to buy flowers. Yeah, and it's like the first thing you think. And
like, so, but lovely flowers. There were a couple of other people like, oh no, I didn't mind the flower, but maybe something to look at because you're alone in the house. But maybe a lovely fake flower bouquet. No work,
no
looks lovely.
Work, yeah.
And they simply won't wither and die, as we all will.
Yes, clean pair of pyjamas or even a new pair of socks is a thought for the woman. Not the baby, because the idea is that you're constantly covered in like milk and sick and shit, and you're like, that'd be quite nice to wear something nice.
Yeah. So at the end of this long list of things, of people's suggestions, my friend, also no children, popped in to say, oh my, OMG, the mothers were thirsty for this question. And then she follows up by saying, I'm understanding that what I hope was going to be my signature gift of an Audible subscription doesn't quite cut it. Thank you for the information and we'll all strive to do better. So she had given everyone, but actually then a lot of people come to her defense that no one came to my defense, but a lot of people came to her defense on the Audible subscription that she thought that was a nice thing to like a year long Audible subscription. So it's free because a lot of breastfeeding, staying up at night, hands-free.
Walking around with a pram,
something to listen to when, you know, then it demands no effort from you.
That's nice.
So I think it's a quite nice one. And a couple of people came to that defense being like, no, the podcasts and nice things got me through.
Yeah, because you're not going to be reading a book, are you? Like, as in like a wooden book, because that's just like, there's too much going on all the time.
Yes, I guess it's like, we're showing up. We're showing up at the 6 week mark.
Yes.
Or later.
And then never
see them again. No, as in we're not doing the first rush.
No.
We're showing up when they're sort of when they're like, oh, the dust has settled, and they're thinking, ah.
Yeah.
We're bringing a tote bag of our bits.
Yes,
bits of nice things, and then we're maybe also messaging, being like, what can I bring?
Yes,
is there anything you're craving? Is there, you know,
yeah, like flat, a food stuff or a
coffee
thing that you haven't got in? Or...
We're bringing the gift of time. We're bringing cleaning. We're bringing homemade food if we can.
Mm.
Or we're bringing M&S's very best Taste the Difference.
Oh, a very nice one just to round us off. Like, because obviously when you've asked for Instagram suggestions, you get them in little boxes. I haven't been looking at the names. And the final suggestion is, in the first few days, a new front bottom for me. It's my mum.
Oh.
So there we go.
So sorry.
One more.
On the topic of a front bottom. This sounds fantastic as a thing. I'm sorry to say, I don't know the cost of it.
Okay.
But it is something called, and my friend says, please forgive the name, it's awful, Mummy M.O.T.
M.O.T. Yeah.
As an M.O.T. what you do for the car, mm-hmm. but for mummies. They exist up and down the country, I believe. And it is a thing that new mums can go to for a full body like check.
Oh.
For all the things of like, a new front bottom, please.
Oh, that's amazing.
Doesn't that sound incredible? Because I think the thing with that first year is like, you've really been through this. You've done 9 months of this thing, then mm-hmm. you've gone through birth, and really you now need to go for a year of recovery and then be like, and I'm back, ready to pick up the baby. But you've got to do them both at the same time. And so this sounded like a lovely thing. Several people saying that it was really game changing and so helpful, and not a thing they would maybe even have known about.
You must put your mind at ease as well, because you must constantly be like,
right?
Is that normal?
Is that normal?
Is that normal?
These are raspberries. That's falling out. that's there.
Yeah.
Did I always have 3 feet? Is that new? You know?
And it's not.
And it's not. And it's not. Mummy M.O.T. will sort that right out.
Chop that foot right off.
Yeah.
Hopefully that was helpful. And I, just so you know, I have made a lasagna. It's in the other room. It's sort of shook up, so it's sort of just like a pasta. I'll report back and tell you if it was received well or not.
I think it's going to be so well received. Sure. You're going to throw a little couple of extra bits and things.
There's a little bottle of wine in there.
Bottle of wine, perfect.
There's also some earplugs.
Gorgeous. Test the waters, report back. Mm. And mostly, nothing you do is wrong. You're showing up, you're trying, you're there.
You're showing up, you're trying, you're there. Goodbye, everyone.
And good luck out there.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.